The Truth is One, Part 2 of 2, by M. Abdul Salam. The second part of a logical argument proving that the truth is absolute and not relative, through examination of various religious principles in various times and places. Those who believe that the truth is relative and that all beliefs are correct, deemed that it is not possible to say that a person's beliefs are wrong, because religion to them is a purely individual belief. The falsehood of this statement is quite apparent, and we do not need to delve into great detail to prove it. If one religion believes that Jesus was a false prophet, another maintains he is God, and yet another that he was a human specially chosen to be a prophet. How can they all be true? Jesus, may the mercy and blessings of God be upon him, must inevitably be one of the three things mentioned above, and all three statements cannot be correct. Therefore, as only one of these statements can be correct, whichever is established as true determines that the others must then be considered as false. This does not, however, mean that a person does not have the right to believe as they wish, as this is a right that God has invested to all humans. But at the same time, it does not mean that one must take the other extreme and say that they are all correct, and that one does not have the right to form a judgment about them. Also, giving a person the right to believe what he wishes does not necessitate that they have right to openly practice or publicize these beliefs, for laws implemented in society always look at the effects of actions at the greater societal level, and whether those actions are advantageous or harmful to the society at large. From what we have discussed, we can unequivocally come to the conclusion that all the religions found today in the world are either all false, or that there exists one among them which is the comprehensive truth. For although various religions do contain similarities, they also have fundamental differences. If we were to say that no religion in the world today is correct, then this would entail believing that God is unjust because he left us to wander about on earth in sin and transgression without showing us the right way to do things. And this is just impossible for a just God. Therefore, the only logical conclusion is that there is one true religion, which contains guidance in all spheres of life, religious, moral, societal, and individual. How do we know what this one true religion is? It is upon each and every human to investigate this matter. Humans were created to fulfill a great purpose, not just to eat, sleep, and go about finding their daily sustenance and satiate their desires. In order to fulfill this purpose, one must try to find what their purpose is, and this can only be done by investigation. If one believes that there is a God and that God must not have left humans to wander in misguidance, then they must search for the religion and way of life which God revealed. Furthermore, this religion would not be hidden or hard for humans to find or understand, for that would defeat the purpose of guidance. Also, the religion must contain the same message throughout time, since we mentioned that everything returns to one absolute truth. Also, this religion cannot contain any falsities or contradictions, for falseness or contradiction in one matter of the religion proves the falsity of the religion as a whole, since we would then doubt the integrity of its texts. There is no other religion which fulfills the conditions mentioned above except for religion of Islam, the religion which is accordance to human nature, the religion which has been preached by all prophets since the dawn of man. Other religions found today, such as Christianity and Judaism, are the remnants of the religion brought by the prophets in their time, which was Islam. However, over time, they have been altered and lost, and what is left today of these religions is a mix of truth and falsehood. The only religion which has been preserved and preaches the same message brought by all prophets is the religion of Islam, the one true religion, which rules all spheres of humans' lives, religious, political, societal, and individual. And it is upon all humans to investigate this religion, to ascertain its truth, and to follow it.